Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Woolly Worm or Woolly Bear, Jonah 4:7. At dawn, God provided worms which chewed through the vine until it withered. Good morning, children. This weekend will be the very fun Woolly Worm Festival, and as a part of our adventure in Avery County, let's look more closely at this cute creature created by God. The adorable woolly worm, also called a woolly bear, is the larva stage of the Isabella tiger moth. The moth is a beautiful light orange color, and the woolly worm is the stage before the caterpillar becomes a moth. Woolly worms have 13 segments of brown, which look reddish in the sun, with a black head and back. The bands of colors are thought to predict what type of winter the area will have from the width of the bands. It is said if the brown band is wide, it will be a mild winter. But if it is narrow, then a hard winter is coming. As winter approaches, the caterpillars freeze, and then people say that if the worm moves south, it will be a hard winter. It then attaches under a leaf for winter. They thaw in the springtime, spin a chrysalis, and emerge as a beautiful Isabella tiger moth within 3 to 4 weeks. The woolly worm eats different types of plants, herbs, and trees. The Woolly Worm Festival in October is a fun part of autumn. People love to race their worms up a string to see who is the fastest. There are predictions made on the type of winter that might be coming. Predicting weather has been a part of life for a long time. If grandma's knees hurt, rain was coming. If cattle moved to the corner of the field to get indoors as quickly as possible, for weather is coming. If tall clouds begin early in the day, it is likely there will be severe weather. Red sky at sunset, dry, no rain. Red sky in the morning means a possible rainstorm. Ring around the moon at night can mean rain or snow within 3 days. People have always tried to predict the weather to be prepared. I am thankful here in the high country we have the woolly worm. Thank you, God, for the woolly worm. People have used them for centuries here in the U.S. to predict weather. Thank you. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.